Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Ryan Holiday's Discipline is Destiny. So, Sophie, I gotta ask, when you hear the word discipline, what's the first thing that pops in your head?
Honestly, I used to think of punishment like being forced to do something I didn't want to do. But this book completely flipped that for me. Holiday makes the case that discipline is actually the path to real freedom.
Right? That's the hook. He opens by saying we think discipline is external, rules imposed on us, but true discipline is internal and liberating. It's about choosing what's hard now, so it's easier later.
Exactly. And he breaks it down into four domains: the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. Each one reinforces the others, and a breakdown in any area can throw everything off.
Let's start with the physical, because that's where most of us begin. He talks about Marcus Aurelius, who kept a rigorous physical routine even while ruling an empire. It wasn't about self-denial, it was self-respect.
And he mentions Kant, whose daily walks were so regular that neighbors could set their clocks by them. That's the idea that physical routine creates mental space. But it's not just about the big feats, right?
No, it's the small choices. Getting up when the alarm goes off instead of hitting snooze. Going for a walk instead of scrolling. These build the muscle of discipline that carries over.
Then there's the mental domain, which might be even more important. Our minds are bombarded with distractions, and without discipline, we're just reacting to everything.
He uses Charles Darwin as an example. Darwin spent years gathering data before publishing his theory, resisting the urge to rush for fame. He trusted the process.
And Toni Morrison, who woke at dawn to write before the world intruded. Creativity needs structure, not chaos. That's a powerful point.
The part that got me was his take on reading and learning. We skim articles and watch videos, but real learning requires sitting with a difficult book and wrestling with the ideas.
That's mental discipline, and it includes intellectual humility, being willing to change your mind. Now, the emotional domain is the trickiest because emotions feel so out of control.
But he's not saying suppress them. It's about creating space between stimulus and response, so you can choose how to act instead of just reacting.
The Stoics had this practice called premeditation of evils, imagining worst-case scenarios so you're prepared. It's not pessimism, it's emotional preparedness.
And he points to Lincoln, who had a temper but channeled it. He wrote angry letters and never sent them. That's incredible self-control.
Then there's the spiritual dimension, which is about connecting to something larger. Without that, the other disciplines can feel hollow.
Martin Luther King Jr. is his example there. His discipline was rooted in love and hope, not anger, even through persecution.
And Helen Keller, who chose service over self-pity. That's the ultimate embrace of humanity.
He also talks about preparation. Success isn't luck or talent. It's being ready when the moment comes. Washington and Michelangelo spent years honing their craft.
And here's the big twist: discipline is freedom. When we're ruled by impulses, we're slaves. True freedom is choosing what's best for ourselves, even when it's hard.
That's counterintuitive, but so true. The book is full of practical advice, like building routines to make good habits automatic and starting small.
And he warns against perfectionism, which paralyzes us. Discipline isn't about being harsh. It's about being kind enough to give ourselves structure.
The message that stuck with me is that discipline is a gift, not a burden. It's the bridge between where we are and where we want to be.
And if you want to explore more ideas like this, the 7-Minute Books app has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access at 7minutebooks.com/app. Discipline isn't about restriction. It's the highest expression of our humanity, the surest path to the life we're meant to live. We'll see you in the next one.